Tomorrow we are going to start with Zat Hashem Baba Batra. Chob. So, at the conclusion of this confusion about Ya'aleh V'yavoh, so Lo Yitpalel Shacharit. We said, if a person forgot or was anus and did not daven Shacharit on Rosh Chodesh, and now it's Midcha time, so he didn't do Shacharit, he didn't do Musaf, and now it's Mincha time. What did we say? He has to say Shmona Esrei three times. And the order is the following. First one is Tefilat Tashlumim L'Shacharit. First he has to make up for Shacharit. He didn't daven Shacharit. Halacha is the Tefillah after, he has to write, he has to make up. Second is Mincha, and then Tfilat Musaf.
He has Mincha first.
Just we said. So you see now. You see, he right now he has three Tfilot. One is he has to do Tashlumim of Shacharit. One is Mincha, and is Musaf. What is the order? What is the order? Biche tartibi bichune. Ruz Rosh Chodesh chiz karde. Shacharit nachunde vachtesh ham gozashte. Right, you know. So we from Yanke, this is the order. So now, so Azay Yitpalel Qodem Mincha. See again, if you go back to the rule that the Ben Ishchai said, everything comes in place. Ben Ishchai says, you have a guest coming to you. So the halacha is the balabait goes first, not the guest. So here, right, balabait is mincha. Now it's the time for mincha. So first goes mincha, right? Because this is, right, so azayit wal kodem mincha, shazat azmana. Then musaf, because as we said, the time of musaf is the whole day. B'diyavad l'chatchila, before chatzot. So why do we do Mincha before Musaf? Because Mincha is more Tadir. Mincha is more Tadir than Musaf, so that's what we do Mincha first. First, we're going to have Mincha, and then we are going to have Musaf, and then the last one is going to become Tefillat Tashlumim for Shacharit. Right? And obviously, with Ya'aleh V'yavoh. Lo Yitpalel Mincha B'yom, if a person, Mishel Ne'enas, Lo Yitpalel Mincha, ביום הראשון של ראש חודש, או שהתפלל ושכח לומר יעלה ויבוא. And then he remembered ונזכר לאחר צאת הכוכבים. Now ראש חודש is over. צאת הכוכבים. שעליו להתפלל ערבית שתיים של ראש חודש. So הראשונה לשם ערבית, right, והשנה תשלום של מנחה. So now he has to do, right, Arvit, he has to repeat twice, right? One is for Arvit, and the second one is Tashlumim for Mincha. V'shachach v'lo amar Ya'aleh V'yavoh yatza. If he did not say Ya'aleh V'yavoh, in both Tfilot is Yotzeh, because it's Arvit. And even the one that is for Mincha, is doing for Arvit. Whatever we said, the halacha is, the oreach, the guest, eats whatever the balabait is. Balabait now, it's Arvit. Arvit, if he forgot Ya'aleh V'yavoh, he does not repeat. So he repeats twice. Repeats twice Arvit, the Shmona Esrei of Arvit. Lechatchila, he should say Ya'aleh V'yavoh in both of them. But if he didn't, he doesn't go back because it's Arvit. And ultimately, Nizkar b'motzei Rosh Chodesh lo yitpalel mincha. מי שנאנס ולא יתפלל מנחה בראש חודש, בנזכר במוצאי ראש חודש, לאחר צאת הכוכבים, עליו להתפלל ערבית שתיים של חול. Right now, מוצאי ראש חודש, it's not מוצאי ראש חודש, it's not ראש חודש anymore. He has to repeat Arvit twice, and obviously, in both of them, he does not say Ya'aleh V'yavoh, because it's not Rosh Chodesh. And even even though the Tefilat HaShonit for Mincha and Mincha Hadi Ale Ve'Yavod, as we said, the guest eats whatever the Balabait eats. That's the etiquette, Jewish etiquette. So therefore, in both of them, he does not say Ya'aleh Ve'Yavod.
Why he doesn't say
Tanai Ve'Yavod? No. He doesn't say Ya'aleh Ve'Yavod. Etz Chayin Hi Lemachazikim Ba V'Tomecheha Me'ushar Torah. Torah HaKadoshah, it's Etz Chayin Lemachazikim Ba. Whoever holds on to it, V'Tomecheha, and the ones who support Torah are Me'ushar. Happy people. Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian, the Mashkiach, he asks, how come it says, Etz Chayim Lemachazikim Ba? How come he doesn't say Etz Chayim Hi Lemachazikim Ota? Really, Hebrew grammar, it should be Etz Chayim Hi Lemachazikim Ota, the ones who hold on to it. How come it says Lemachazikim Ba? So he says there's a difference between Ba and Ota. So he would say, Dome le'adam shetava ba'nahar. Somebody is drowning in a river. What they call it, white water, I don't know, it's like
rafting.
Ay, ay, ay. Unfortunately, we lost a friend of ours.
Yehuda
Shilian from the yeshiva. Anyway, so people should not do all these crazy adventures. Anyway, Adam shetaba banahar venizdamen leyado anaf etz, and he's drowning and there is a branch. He held on to it and he was saved. So this is the same thing, right? He says, "Kadavar mishuhu yodea shu machzir et atzmo betorah etz chaim hilo." If a person, for me, mamash, I'm drowning. If he holds on to the Torah, it saves him. Right, he saves him by what he's learning Torah himself. Aval misha choshev shu machzir et haTorah v'lomdeh shelo yiplu. A person, we have to realize, Torah is not going to fall. The person, I'm supporting Torah. If not for me, Torah would have fallen. That's not the case, right? The Torah would lo tishachar b'pizar. Torah is not going to be forgotten and it's not going to fall. So the one who is holding on and supporting Torah, he's actually supporting himself. Umram me'ushar aval enetz chayim b'shvilo, v'zeh shomer etz chayim hi lemi lemachazikim ba. Shehem yudim shehi machazira otam tishlo yiplu. You have to realize that even, obviously the people that learn the Torah, they realize the Torah saves them, but also the supporters should not think, I'm holding on to the Torah should not fall. It's not. The Torah is supporting them. Velo lemachazirim ot ha-tomchim bilomde Torah v'choshvim shehem ha-machzirim et ha-Torah. If a person says, I'm supporting Torah, okay, he's good, he's a happy person, right? But he is not, right? He should not think that he is holding the Torah. The Torah is actually supporting him. Rabbi Hananiah ben Arash Omer Ratzah, Aradosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Yisrael Fichach,